Hey everybody, welcome to the SEAL podcast, episode number 164 for Friday the 24th of February 2023. My name is Fraser. I am joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right by Neil.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to be back again. Gentlemen, how are we doing? We all right?
I'm feeling a little bit fat.
Oh no.
I've been eating too much. I had a big... Well, I didn't have a big pizza. We had a medium pizza each from Pizza Hut earlier. I was like, oh, I won't eat a whole one. And I was just like, there's only a couple of slices left. I might as well eat them.
I had, every so often I get my urge for the Golden Arches. And I had it this week. All I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was like, and my kids were off school. We had there's a snow day on Thursday. And I sort of said, oh, maybe we should get some McDonald's in. And then I thought about it. I was like, no. So if I go get McDonald's for the whole family, like, it's going to just be brutal. And then today they all went back to school and my wife went out. So I snuck out and I went and I had a quarter pound with cheese meal with a cheeseburger chaser.
Oh. Oh, my God. I do love a quarter pounder.
If I do go to McDonald's,
it is a quarter pounder only.
Yeah, that's double quarter burger. Pounders at the moment.
Double? That's a half pounder, isn't it?
No, two quarter pounders. Yeah.
What, two separate buns and everything?
No!
Just a half
quarter pounder. Just with two
patties.
Two meat patties.
Patties?
yeah, I had one of those in a week. I don't know what, it must be junk food week, because, yeah, we had a Mackey D's Tuesday.
Well, I made burgers yesterday at home, so...
Oh, very good.
Not the same.
I actually had beef in. Maybe. I didn't actually mince the beef, so it could have been anything, actually, to be honest. But...
Were your kids there like, this isn't McDonald's, Dad?
Well, it was only me, my son, and my wife, but no.
Yeah.
McDonald's is meh.
I mean, we know what McDonald's is. Let's not kid ourselves. But every so often, I just have to get my fix. And then I'll be fine for another couple of months.
Mm. I had a leftover burger. I made six burgers, and there was one left. So I had that at lunchtime.
Nice.
Nice.
But I ruined it. But my son ruined his burger yesterday. He had to throw most of his yesterday, because he got his bun and his burger and a cheese slice. Pretty normal so far. Then he puts Peyronaise in it. You know what Peyronaise is?
No.
Peri-peri sauce with mayonnaise.
Okay.
I'm like, that's wrong. You don't put that in your burger.
I don't mind a little bit of mayonnaise to offset.
Yeah, mayonnaise. It's fine. I'm like, don't put peri-peri with no ketchup or anything.
Well, why did he have to throw it out?
Because he'd eaten off. I'd already eaten two burgers, so I wasn't eating the rest of that one.
Well, why didn't he eat it?
Because he's a fat... No, he's not fat enough, obviously, because he fucking thought he was going to eat it, and they didn't.
Oh, okay.
So he just ruined it for everybody else. Now everyone else is like, no.
Oh, that's why it was ruined, because now no one else could eat it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I hate wasted food. I hate it.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
I had to throw some stuff out of my freezer the other day. I opened my freezer and I was like, how long have these prawns been here? Ooh. They're out of date by about 18 months. I don't think we're going to be eating them. I know they've been frozen, but I'm like...
No, I'm now... If in doubt, throw it out. I've had food poisoning a few times. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I'm not risking it on some stuff. Like I cooked a lasagna and I left it in the oven overnight. I forgot about it. And I'm absolutely 99% positive I would have been fine if I'd heated it up and eaten it again the next day. But it's that 1%.
If it's been in the oven, it's not like you've got like I don't know. Got like a fucking bacteria filled oven, is it? That bacteria get pretty much roasted, don't they? At 200 degrees, I'd have thought.
Yeah, but still airborne. I mean, I know exactly. I'm with you. I'm on board. And yeah, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it, and it broke my heart throwing it out. But I'm like, you know what? I'm just not. That's no.
I'd have definitely gone. I'll just warm that up in the microwave. That'll be fine.
I'll just warm it up and feed it to the kids.
Yeah, they've got stronger stomachs.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, food related intro. That's nice. It's good to be back. Neil, do you have something to say on the show notes here?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So anyone who has been tuning in to the Twitch streams or watching on YouTube for the last 3 weeks may have heard some weird sound from my two colleagues, because on certain scenes on the OBS, a bit techie, but I was capturing the audio twice and putting it out. And
you sounded lovely.
I was fine, right? Because I'm only capturing my microphone, but there was two audio sources basically, and normally one of them captures all of the audio on the computer and the other one is specifically just the chat. And I'd switched, usually they're both there, but one of them has been switched off. But because I streamed some games, I turned the audio capture for the whole PC on and forgot all about it when we went back to doing the show.
Right.
And it weren't until like in the middle of last week's show, I looked down and I was like, oh, that's not right. And I clicked it and it went, oh. Obviously, I couldn't tell live whether it was fine, but then I went back and went, yep, it sounds all fucking weird, like robots.
Right up until the point
where I clicked it and it went ding, perfectly fine. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. But it was only when we're on like the main thing, when I clicked it into fantasy football or whatever, it was fine. It was just,
it was just on that main scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the main part of the show.
That's all.
Yeah.
And, hey, Arnie. I was thinking about Arnie. I can't remember why. It wasn't
anything weird.
Anyway, so yeah, so that was the audio problem. Nobody told us, though, when they were listening in Twitch or YouTube. So,
well, yeah, it was fine on the podcast, obviously. It was if you were audioing.
Yeah, the bit that I put together, it was 100% no problem.
Yes.
But why had you changed and been streaming?
I told you why. Because we didn't have a show.
I know you told me I'm doing this for the benefit of the listeners. Work with me here.
All right, sorry, I forgot. Yeah. We haven't had a show, so I streamed video games.
Why hadn't we had a show? Why did we not have a show?
Because you two couldn't be asked.
Oh, come on, it's just Dave, not me.
Fraser's like, oh, I can't this week, and like, should we miss one? Like 2 seconds later, like, yeah, let's miss the show. Let's have a week off.
Ergo, it's our fault.
Yeah.
All right. Just taking the blame.
Anyway, sorted now.
The buck stops here, though, right, Neil? Right, the buck stops at the top.
Yeah. That's why you'll get paid the big bucks. As in all of the bucks. You just get all of the bucks that we get. Whatever it is.
Whatever those might be.
Speaking of bucks.
Yes, no,
don't normally talk about it, but we appreciate everyone who does bung us their Twitch primes or even paid subs. But we have got a tipping page now. I haven't mentioned, I don't think.
Oh, please, nobody give us a tip. That's so lame.
Don't eat yellow.
Yeah, you don't have to pay like £4 a month or whatever.
You can just do a one-off payment of £1,000 and we're done.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Arnie just subbed in Twitch. In the Twitch Prime, that's nice. Cha-ching.
I'm not sure that is Prime, to be honest, but
oh, I don't know.
It all helps towards the hosting fees.
The hosting fees, yeah. Actually, we're gonna have a little bit. We're gonna have a little bit over. I was thinking, I don't know what to do with it. Whether we just
is that like one beer at the pub.
It's not a lot.
just a picture of it. Hey.
Trust me, it's going to pay for the hosting fees, which to everybody who's done a Twitch Prime sub, including all of us who do it every month, thank you very much. It's going to pay for the hosting fees. It's nice that we don't have to suddenly come up with that chunk of change every year. It's covered. So that's nice. And then there's a little bit extra, I think, on top of that. I think I was just going to divvy it out in Steam gift cards or something so we can have some games to play for the podcast or I don't know. Or we'll give it to charity.
Yeah, maybe.
Cheery. We're the charity.
Yeah. We are a case, that's for sure.
So anyway, yeah, thanks very much for all that. Then Neil, do you want to
is it FF time? Some
very, very, very important football stuff.
Fraser's keen this week, obviously.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Why?
Well, you'll find out shortly.
You'd know if you paid any attention to your fantasy team.
So, where's my notes? I'm writing notes this week. So week 24, wasn't it, last week? It was a bit of a low scoring week on the average score. Because a lot of the players that people have relied on over the season, e.g. Erling Haaland, did not score any points, or they scored a couple of points at most. And people were captaining him, like me, got fuck all points for their captain, versus people who captained people like Rashford or Saka or Odegaard, among others, who all scored or got some decent points. So top scorer in the league for last week was a certain Fraser Morse.
Yes.
With 74 points.
Oh, finally.
Which was well above average for last week. You must have had a big fat green arrow on your on all of your leagues.
I did, well, yes. I did well. I went up to nice positions.
What, are you in the top 5 million now?
I can't. I'm not sure where I am.
I've noticed that I looked back because I was not doing that great. And I went up from where the World Cup finished and restarted the FPL. I was about 4 million or 4 million and something. And last week I was up to 1.2 million. So I've gone up like 3 million places in the last, since the World
Cup. That's good. See, every year that I've played, I've always kept an eye on that overall positioning, and I've usually managed to crack the top 10%.
Yeah.
And so that's a nice sort of like...
That's basically in the top... Well, it's probably about where I... At 1.2 million is probably the top 10%.
You're not far off. I think there's 11 million players, right?
So, that's good. I've done very well up until last week.
But let's go back to talking about me.
So, do you want to talk us through where you got all your points?
Well, I just really... I haven't got it in front of me, so I don't know. But I think most of my Man U players did okay, and then Rashford, I captained Rashford. I didn't captain Haaland, so it was the difference, right? It's the difference maker, and he came through, and I think I got 30 points for that. So there are a couple of people who captained him in the league.
Yes, definitely.
Pretty much most of my players delivered for once. Yeah. Right? All the stars aligned. Right week.
It was just my captain was 2 points. So I only got 4 points from my captain. So I was like,
yeah. But it's like we said, my only chance now to make points on people is you've got to find the differences, right? How do you find the differences?
The differentials.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I'll tell you my differential. So I've made the changes this week. I put Salah in. I've done it. Ooh. I've done it. I've sold Kane. And I put Salah in.
Whoa, that is a gamble.
And I took a hit too of minus 4 points.
Wow, this is most un-Fraser-like.
Most un-Fraser-like, yeah. It's broken every rule that I live by. And I spent the whole week planning out what I was going to do, and I didn't do it in the end. I just completely changed my mind this morning. So it's got all the hallmarks of an absolute failure written all over.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's where I'm looking at my week coming up. Because I played my free hit. I was halfway through the week and I was like, I watched Liverpool get absolutely beasted on Tuesday night or whenever it was. After winning two games in the league in a row, I'm thinking, here we go. Liverpool. Salah scores. Nunes scores in the first 15 minutes against Real Madrid. I'm like, here we go. Liverpool are back. They were absolutely battered after that. Five goals went in after that. All for Real Madrid. So that must have hurt the Liverpool fans. Like my boy was crying. Well, he wasn't crying. But he was like, oh, shut up. I don't believe it, man. It's quite funny.
Well, if you're going to get beasted by anyone, it might as well be Real Madrid.
Yeah. I'd just like to say, I seem to recall we had a question a few weeks back about who was going to win everything. And I'm pretty sure I said Real Madrid were going to win Champions League.
So, all right.
They're looking all right at the minute. Well, it is only Liverpool there. And I think I said the dark horse for the league was Man United, and they've come right back into things.
Yeah, they've done me well. They've served me well the last few weeks.
We had a little bit of a wobble from Man City and Arsenal, and Man United just keep winning. We're only about 5 points off top or something. So.
Oh, yeah. When I went to McDonald's earlier, I was walking in through the door, and this guy was coming out with his lunch. And I stepped back. And I held the door open for him. And he goes, oh, thanks very much. I looked and he had a Man United jacket. And I went, oh, for goodness sake, if I'd seen your jacket, I wouldn't have held the door open for you. And he goes, and he was leaving. And he said something like, we're back, baby.
Fair play.
His jacket's been a while. Obviously been in the cupboard for a while.
Yeah, it was just dusted down. Fair play. So anyway. Paper free hit this week. And I've got, like, apart from, I've got Haaland and Kane still in my 11, and every other player in my 15 has got a double game week. So even my bench, I've got doubles. I've spread them out across all of the doubles. So we'll see how that works out. First player played tonight for Wolves.
You're playing bench. Oh, you can't play bench boost if you're playing.
2 points so far off my Wolves player.
Right. Which Wolves player did you put in?
I've put 3 in, to be fair, but I left 2 on the bench. And the player I've got on my 11 was Ruben Neves.
Yeah, see, I was going to put him in. He was in my notes to put in, and then I saw today he didn't do anything, so that's good.
Yeah. And then I added, Adama Traore and Max Kilman on the bench. In case I've got a sneaky feeling that Haaland might not play this weekend. They've got Bournemouth, and it's like everyone's like, "Oh yeah, Bournemouth, Haaland," and it's like, "Yeah, but they had a Champions League game. I don't know if they've got a game. Actually, I don't think they have got another Champions League game next week. So we'll see. He might get rested. Who knows? Kevin De Bruyne was ill, so he's out. I reckon it possibly won't play this weekend as well. But I binned him off anyway this week. But yeah, one will revert back to normal next week. Because there's a lot of shit happening in the next few weeks with people doubling and missing weeks and more potentially missing weeks depending on what happens in the FA Cup and all sorts of stuff going on. But game week 29 has been announced and there's 12 teams with double game weeks in week 29. So that's my bench boost week where I am planning all my transfers in advanced to get to week 29 with like 15 players that are all going to play.
Nice.
And bench boost. That's my plan anyway. We'll see though, because a lot of players who are doubling in 29 aren't potentially going to play in 28. So got to be a bit cagey.
Yeah. It's the real head scratching part of the season now. I'm really starting to sort of having to think and look forward to stuff. And
yeah. You can make up a lot of ground if you play the chips in the right weeks now, that's for sure. But there might be times coming up in the future. There's still plenty of opportunities because there's still, like I say, depending on what happens in the FA Cup, you've got Brighton and Man United probably going to miss a game in week 28, which then means further on in the season, they'll have to make those games up. So we'll see.
What happened this week in our league?
Back to this week, we had, obviously, the aforementioned Fraser on the top on 74. Michael Redmond got 69 in second. Nice.
Nice.
My wife was third on 66, with Christian just behind on 65, which means the current state of play in the league has not changed that much. Top of the league, anyway. Welsh Wizards, Paul Davies, Stephen Holdsworth, myself. Top 3. There's another person on this podcast. We're not going to mention any of this.
Is he back? Is he on the bottom now?
He got 40 points last week, I think. Below average.
Say his name.
Second from bottom.
Hey, the week before I did all right. Got 63.
Yeah, and what did you do the week before when you did all right? What had you done?
I completely butchered my whole team. And
you had tended to it, hadn't you?
Yeah.
You must tend to your garden, Dave.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, Dad.
So yeah, this week we'll also, obviously, the reason I played my free hits because I had a load of players who aren't playing as well as all these doubles. So that's why I decided this week was my free hit. And I've got time to hopefully plan for the next one where I've got players going to miss and then double up in future. So that's pretty much it, I think.
Is it? Let's mention the fact that I am on the heels of the Americans big time now. I've overtaken Gary. Guar is right in my sights, right? I'm just pulling up alongside him right now. Yeah, no messing. Do you hear me, Yankee scum?
You two keep battling over mid-table mediocrity. That's fine. Some of us have got eyes on bigger things. Like avoiding relegation. Or a place in the Champions League.
We should have a secondary league. We should have a secondary league.
We're going to split it into two leagues next year.
What's the predictions? I think we should get some good numbers for next year with people joining.
I don't know. Hopefully, it'd be good to get more again. And like, I know there is an alternative way of playing the game, where you can play. There's several. Well, there's another one where it's the draft, where literally, so only one person can own each player. And if you want to get a player, you can agree to transfer between two teams. But I don't quite know how that works. That's a bit of a fucking... I know Gary does that with the US football, doesn't he?
That's hardcore.
They have a proper draft and they're like, you literally have to pick players.
Okay.
Like, you put in bids to get your out of your budget to get a player.
Yeah, and
all that sort of stuff. Well, but that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I'd like to hear people who, like, yeah, I should talk to Gary about that. And I'd like to know about, because they go like, they have like evenings, right, where they'll meet up and it'll be like a big event.
It'll be mega, though. It'll be mega hard to organize.
Whiteboards will be out and all shit like that.
Because, like, imagine trying to get like 30 people in a Discord call or something to do that shit. Oh, my God. It just sounds horrible. I don't know the logistics of how to sort all that shit out. But you can also do this, pick the teams the same way, but you can, instead of scoring a total points, you can like arrange it. So it's like in a league. So you literally play head to head each week.
Right.
So you'll have fixtures against other managers every week. And whoever wins the fixture based on the points that you score, it gets 3 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, no points for a loss, like you do in real football sort of thing. So you could have that running side by side with a normal league. So maybe get some feedback if people are into that. Because it'll be over before you know it. It's only like 14 weeks left or whatever.
So, is that all?
Yeah, got time yet, Dave.
Yeah, you can start playing soon.
Yeah, it's a long way. It's a lot of catching up to do, I'll be honest. But yeah. I think that will do, unless you've got anything else to add.
I don't. Okay. Dave, anything else to add to that?
Nope.
Let's move on then.
Remind me to update my team for next week, though.
Okay.
All right, well, what you want to do is there's a footy channel.
How do we do
that? There's a footy channel on the Discord.
How do we do that?
Right? On our we post podcast in the footy Discord.
Right, Neil, pop round to me house.
Yeah. Right. Shall I just give you a ring?
I was on the app last night in bed on my iPad and I was like, oh shit, yeah, I need to do my team. And it's not really that great the app's not terrible, but it's not brilliant to do it on. So I literally got out of bed and wrote a big note and slapped it on my computer so it was there ready for me this morning to make sure, 'cause I couldn't risk forgetting. It was too risky.
I know we said we're gonna stop talking about it, but I don't know if I actually asked. Who's your captain this week?
Oh, Salah.
Captain Salah as well.
Yeah. I'm expecting big things. Oh, I feel like I've made a terrible mistake. Well, he does deliver, though. I mean, it's so funny when you look at the midfielders on the Liverpool selection. Yeah. Like, he's just...
You think he was having an absolutely dire season the way
he's not. He's
about
actually
him, but
not.
He's like second highest scorer in midfield or something.
Exactly. So he does deliver points. So hopefully he'll be all right. Even just a medium scoring points week by him would be great.
Well, he has got two opportunities.
Yes.
Score some points.
Okay, let's move on to the listener mail. First one we have is from Chinny. He who has not been around for a couple of weeks.
3 weeks.
I believe he's been busy with some house stuff, which is very exciting. I hope it's gone well. He says, interesting topic you brought up about the most you've spent on a game you've never played. I will steal that for our show, but in the meantime, can you think of other games or items you've bought and never played or used?
So I've got something I was going to talk about later. The non-game related thing that I can attest to that I've bought but not used is my electric scooter. Scooters.
Oh, yeah.
We did use them, though. Because I've got things. I've used things and then just...
I've used a couple of times. Not enough to justify how much I spent on them. Which I can't remember exactly, but they weren't cheap.
You buy three of them?
Bought three of them.
Oh, mate. Living the dream, eh? Just spunking it up the wall.
Was that COVID times?
That was COVID.
When you started doing crazy shit in COVID times.
Surely they would be easy just to flip out and get some money back on them.
I'm looking at selling them all. Yeah. Yeah.
If the batteries are still good.
Probably are. Yeah. I haven't been charging, but it's been winter as well. So I need to sort of have a look and. But yes, that was a unused, or not as used as I thought they would be, purchase.
So your little jaunt round the park with your wife and daughter cost you the same as a flight to the States.
we had a few times out on them. It was more than
how's
once
that,
or twice.
How's that price per mile?
not great. Not very economical price per mile ridden. No.
Now, do you see many people on electric scooters in England? I see them around here all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not think, that could be me?
Oh, I wouldn't mind getting one of them.
Maybe I'll buy another one.
Oh, wait, I've got three.
Technically, the ones that I have aren't legal because they're private owned. It's only ones that you can rent that have been approved for use.
There's lots of rent a scooters get around where we are. Not in where we are in Leighton Buzzards, but like in Milton Keynes. They're just fucking all over the place.
Yeah.
Just get dumped everywhere.
Yeah, they're legal. The ones that are because
why are they legal?
Because they've been insured and taxed and they've got indicators on and.
Oh my god. But nanny state
indicators.
Yeah. 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 Because they're designed for road use, not for use on pavement. You shouldn't even ride your bicycle on a pavement or on a non-bicycle bike lane. You should ride them on the road.
So that's dangerous. Don't you have to wear a helmet then?
No, it's not a legal requirement that you wear a helmet or wear high vis, which people are pushing for.
They have lights on them.
You don't have to have lights on bike.
No. What the fuck? Just asking for trouble, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's for your own safety and security that you do have lights on your bikes, but you don't. It's not a legal requirement. It's a push bike. What are they going to do?
Pretty sure you have to have lights on your bike, though.
No, you don't.
What?
It's not a legal.
You have to have reflectors, don't you?
No, you don't have to have anything. There's no minimum. Anything.
Oh, it says only at night. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to have reflectors on your bike.
I think you're supposed to. What's Arnie saying? Daytime is not effective. Yeah. If I don't know, my interpretation of it is because bicycles are exempt, they're not a motorized vehicle, you don't have to have anything on them. It's like, okay, well, what about a unicycle? Is that the same?
I don't think that's true because it's illegal to ride your bike drunk, right?
Yes.
Right. Therefore, the bike is a recognized form of transportation in the eyes of the law.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Therefore, that leads me to believe there has to be some regulations regarding roadworthiness of a bicycle.
I'm noting down now things to do for next week. Check.
Dave's ordering a copy of Highway Code.
Yeah. Don't forget to add
$4.99 on Amazon.
Sort your fantasy team out onto your list.
I won't bother doing that.
But we're going to know everything about road safety regulations.
Well, they've definitely updated stuff like that in the last few years because pedestrians have been elevated up the order of importance. Okay.
Well, what about
and so,
humans?
Like, if you are do crossing the road,
lights on them?
If you are crossing the road, now you have right of way over cars and stuff. Like, they have to fucking stop and let you cross, not just plow into you and run you over.
Well, that's but, always been the case.
No, like, no, you're supposed to cross at crossings and stuff like that. But
no.
And people expected you to wait for cars to pass.
Yeah, and that's right. Okay, I'm going to get into an argument about this, but pedestrians have always had priority, whether on the road or not, except on motorways. And priority is given, not taken. So as a pedestrian, you can't take priority by walking into the road. If the motorist stops, it's the right way.
If you are crossing the road, so at a junction, for example, and someone comes down the road, because obviously they travel a lot faster than you are, and you've already started crossing the road, they have to wait for you to cross the road before they turn in.
That's always been the case.
I don't know if it has. A lot of people just drive in and say, and they look at you as if to say, why are you crossing the fucking road, you fucking freak?
Yeah, because they're knobheads. Yeah. You couldn't just run pedestrians over and go, oh, well, they're in the way.
That's not what I meant. But
it's never been the case. it's the wording has changed, but the pedestrians in the UK have always had priority. In America, it still is different because, yes, you can't...
You have to cross at crossings only, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And the right-of-way is given to...
Gary says, I think pedestrians always have the right-of-way, but if you get run over, nobody cares.
So, yeah, it's... Yeah, I'm going to look into the bicycle stuff, though, because, yeah, I'm pretty sure... There is no legal requirement to have anything.
Well, no one fucking pays any attention to what they're supposed to do with cyclists on the road.
Well, the thing is, cyclists have a right of way on the road, but everybody...
And they're allowed to ride side by side and all this sort of shit, but motorists generally fucking hate cyclists.
Yeah, yeah.
And think they're always in the wrong, whereas motorists are supposed to pass a cyclist as if they were a fucking car and drive literally on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
In case they fall over.
And yeah, you don't want to squish their head.
No, you don't want to do that, do you? No. You would feel pretty fucking bad if that actually happened. Well, you'd think so anyway, but I think some people probably wouldn't.
Cyclists are well hated around the UK.
We've slightly diverted off of the question here.
So anyway, I've gone over my purchase regret. What about you guys, Fraser?
I'm not sure. I can't. Nothing's really coming to mind right now.
Things on the shelf behind you, on the top of the shelf there?
Where? Speakers?
Yeah, they're connected to anything.
Fraser would never regret buying
it. Right? I've been listening to that stereo all day. I listen to it all day.
Just looked like they were sitting there not being used.
They're used. No problems there. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, there's probably some things. There's two answers I have to this question. The first is that I find as I'm getting older, I'm much more careful about purchases. Quite often I'll spend before I make a purchase, I'll sleep on it and make sure I feel the same way in the morning. And if my enthusiasm is still there the next day, then I'll reassess. I'm just much more careful than I ever used to be. And the other thing is, I think my kids are ticking all the boxes for this stuff. Like, it is happening all the time, every birthday, every Christmas, particularly with my daughter. My son seems to be a little bit more careful with what he asks for. He tends to ask for stuff he knows he needs or wants. But my daughter's a little bit more flavor of the day, right? Mm. You know, like there's instruments coming. Like, she got a ukulele for Christmas. And I'm like, I don't think that's getting played much. like a drawing tablet or... whatever, you know. So I see it a lot more, and that still hurts me, like, more, you know, just as much as like if I'd bought it myself, which I have bought it, right? So not many come to mind. Like I say, I'm getting more careful. Neil?
I've got three IKEA cupboards in boxes over here, which I've had in boxes in this room for about 6 months.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I keep thinking about where I'm going to put them. But that's a bit boring. But the Quest 2 was a frivolous purchase that I did use quite a bit for a while, but now just have very zero interest in ever putting it on my face ever again.
See, now's the time to flip that, right? Would you not say?
Yeah.
You're going to get back what you paid for it, at least, I would have thought.
But then I'll go,
but then I might want to use it.
It's a lot. It's an expensive way to play table tennis, but not play table tennis.
I don't know.
I've got a snooker cue that I haven't used in about 20 years as well.
Oh, sell it to Chinny.
Well, has probably even longer than 20 years, actually.
Has he got a case, and is it a...
It's in a leather thing. I don't. It might not even be straight anymore.
Is it an Argos special?
I don't know, actually. It might have been from Argos. But then I was like, that was when Argos did a lot less, and they were a bit more, you know. It was decent, I think. Two-piece.
Oof.
Most of them are, obviously. But still, it felt like...
Mate. You mean they didn't deliver the full-size snooker cue to your door?
Yes, that's right. I've got one of them extra long ones that I stick under the table. It's a fucking nightmare trying to get down the town with it. But it's like whenever I pick up a cue, either, you know, in a pub or at work ones are especially shite. They're like fucking light as a feather. You're lucky if it's got a tip on the end of it.
Yeah.
And they're fucking awful. And the pool table is absolutely atrocious at work now. We're having a pool competition, in fact. This table's fucking awful. One of the cushions, literally, you like wallop the ball straight into the cushion. It just goes woof and like comes out about 6 inches.
Oh, it's
like,
no.
How does that even work?
You need to take ownership of that, get it fixed.
I'm not doing that. I go on, I haven't played in absolutely fucking years. And a couple of months back, my boss was like, do you want a game then? I was like, all right then.
Your boss is like, do you want a raise?
No, the definitely says
you gotta beat me at pool though, and if you lose,
and I was just like, they broke. I just got down, and it was just like, ding, ding. They're still going in, and I was like, fucking hell, I haven't played pool in ages, and I was like, I'm fucking doing all right, eh? But yeah, and then you get to the shonky cushion or whatever, and it's like, oh, okay, need to learn the table. It's like a green at fucking, it's like the 18th fucking.
Can you read the cushions?
But yeah. So yeah, my Quest 2, I think, is probably a biggest regret. Although PS5 is not getting loads of use, to be honest, versus how much it cost. But I have used it, but not a lot.
Okay, Chinny, I hope that answers your questions. We've got some more here, so let's get going through these. Column, friend of the show, says, thoughts on the latest State of Play?
Oh, fuck, also, man, I knew I was meant to do something.
Yeah, I was supposed to watch that last night. I completely forgot.
Well, I didn't see much buzz on the State of Play. When I was going back through Twitter after it finished, I hadn't seen a lot. There was a few bits on there, but...
Yeah, I don't think we can comment unless Dave watched the State of Play.
Nope.
Sorry. Don't know much because still got to watch it. Maybe we'll try and watch it for next week.
We'll keep that question for next week. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in that one. He says, also, do you think Sony will make the same arrangement or make the same agreement that Microsoft and Nintendo made regarding Call of Duty?
Is it something like a 10-year deal or something?
Yeah, they've it's not just Nintendo. They did a deal with Nintendo to say they would put Call of Duty, assuming it goes through, they would put Call of Duty on the Nintendo. I assume a Switch. Or whatever comes in after that. They also did a deal with GeForce Now, which is a streaming-only service, and to put all of the PC Xbox games on their service, including then if they get the takeover of Call of Duty and everything would be on there as well. So, and that's direct competition protect for the cloud streaming that Microsoft are doing, obviously. So they've I think that's, you know, there was definitely a comment in the from Sony about how dominant Microsoft would be in the cloud streaming area, particularly. So they've just gone to the biggest other cloud streaming service and gone, we'll just put all of our games on your service as well. I think to basically just, you know, do everything they can to show that they're you know, going to increase the amount of people that have access to these games rather than restrict people having access to these games.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I should have a better take on all this, and I have tried to sort of follow it at times, but it's so boring. It's so boring to follow it. I'm in a great Discord where there are some guys really breaking it down into detail, and I just cannot be bothered to keep up with it. Just be dumb.
Yeah, I'm not really keeping on top of the ins and outs legally. I don't really know. If they just go and buy it anyway, can anyone really do anything about it?
I don't know.
Well, that's what this whole big law thing is about, isn't it? The European law is looking into, like, the... They don't want it to be a monopoly. And monopolize the market.
They probably don't give
a shit.
They would still be
smaller, wouldn't they, than PlayStation? If they even were combined, they would still be smaller than PlayStation. So how is that making a monopoly if you're still smaller than the biggest player in the market?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure it's just a load of nonsense. The only people who are getting rich are the lawyers. It's absolutely disgraceful. You should just shut their fucking mouths and let Microsoft buy Activision. Be done with it. Who gives a shit?
They should have done it last year, so I'd have got my fucking prediction right.
All we hear about is how great Sony are with all their first-party titles and everybody, you know, and Sony are doing well. I mean, they're killing Microsoft, let's face it. You know, overall...
Consoles are absolutely flying off the shelves, allegedly.
Yeah, overall. So who gives a shit? Like, Jesus.
Yeah, what have Sony got to be worried about?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Anyway.
Bugs me.
I would say they probably won't do a deal with Microsoft over the 10-year that they did with Nintendo because they're Sony.
Yeah, why don't they shut their mouths and sort their own streaming service out?
Well, they paid all that money for Gaikai or whatever. What happened with that? They've got one, haven't they?
Exactly. What happened with that?
PS Now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very good, though, is it? Anyway, I'm making comments about nothing I know. I don't know anything about. I'm starting to think about buying a PS5.
I thought about it and bought one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah.
You're not really. Are you using it much these days?
Not loads. I did. They'd added Horizon Forbidden West to the PS Plus Extra this week.
Don't you own that already?
I did come with my console, so now I can probably sell that for about £5.
Oh.
But yeah.
Will that just about cover your subscription for the month?
Yeah, no.
yeah.
I can't, like, it's a very cool piece of kit. And there are some things that I can only play on there, I guess. Like, Gran Turismo is great as far as I'm concerned, but I play most of my games on my PC still.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, maybe some of us will look at the state of play for next week. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I'm going to try and do that because I did mean to do that today, but I got a bit
it's on Dave's list tracks. Anyway. Paul W says, if you had to put a gun to either Sonic the Hedgehog or Super Mario's head, which one would you pull the trigger on?
Mario's it's not
a
that
human,
tough, really, generally.
And Sonic's an animal, so...
probably just run him over, wouldn't you?
I was going to say the same thing, Dave.
But he's not really a human, is he?
Who?
It's Italian.
No, yeah. He's not a human. Doesn't look like a fucking human that I know.
Well, no. He's not an animal?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, it's got to be Sonic. Sonic's a fucking twat. It's
got to be Sonic.
And he's got shit games.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really going to be the crux of it. So, you know, get us some decent games, and then maybe we'll change our minds.
But if you base it on the movies, you don't know. Maybe
Sonic the Hedgehog still relevant?
Yeah.
Well, so how is Mario fucking relevant?
Because at least we get decent Mario games.
People like Sonic games. Some people. Weird people.
Not many. Can't be many, can
it? I don't know. He led Sega to the good times, didn't he?
Where are they now?
They left Sonic behind. They couldn't make good games with Sonic anymore.
Sonic left Sega behind.
Did he? I think Sonic is still Sega.
Sonic is still relevant. Sega, like, I don't know. If you ask anybody like under 20 what Sega is, Could anybody tell you?
I'm not talking to anyone under 20.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
There you go. Point proven.
I just pinged out my fucking headphones again.
So Sonic gets it, unfortunately. Thank you, Paul. MS Rangers, Mark says, good evening, gentlemen. You've been tossed into an insane asylum.
Yep.
What do you tell the people there to prove to them that you don't belong inside? Keep up the good work as always.
It's struggling.
Well, first of all, the comedy answer is, I ain't telling them nothing. I'm going to enjoy my bed downtime and 3 square meals a day at your expense.
Ooh. I don't know.
How would you prove to someone that you're not crazy?
I don't know. Who decides you're crazy?
Stare into space going, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fail. You're staying in, buddy.
Yes.
Excellent. Bring me my gruel.
Yeah.
Is it one Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Is that the Jack Nicholson?
Yeah,
that's a great movie.
I haven't seen it. Maybe if I'd watched that, I'd have a clue.
Yeah, that one doesn't sound like a fun place to be.
So you know the premise of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, don't you?
The premise?
Yeah, of the film. So, Jack Nicholson...
he's there, but he's not crazy.
So, he pleads insanity to a crime in court. So instead of going to jail, he goes to an insane asylum. They put him away. So, and then it ends up that he gets, like, they give him a lobotomy because...
Spoilers.
Oh, fucking hell, it's like 30 year old, this film.
Okay.
What about when people under 20?
So basically, he can't prove that he's not insane. And it's all a big joke to him. And then they're like, no, you're fucking too crazy. And they lobotomize him. And that's like the end of the film. And it's really sad.
Sounds pretty shit.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, how do you prove you're not insane when you're a normal person?
When you're in an insane asylum as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't really given it much thought, to be honest.
I don't think it's not... Just, I don't know. Don't act crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, like question everything that's a bit weird, maybe.
The thing is, he says here, what do you tell the people there? Like, which people are we talking about?
Well, the other crazies.
other crazy, yeah.
Because if you just stand there saying, I shouldn't be here, I'm not crazy, then you look a bit
we've never heard
crazy,
that one before.
You? Yeah, exactly. Everyone says
I'm innocent.
Hmm.
Good question.
Too good for me.
I would have the Sonic versus Mario debate with them.
Yeah, there we go.
But debate some meaningless nonsense to make someone think you're not crazy.
All right. Anything else to add to that one?
I'm afraid not.
I swear I'm not crazy.
Dave's not crazy. Mark, thank you very much.
We did buy some fucking electric scooters, though.
Great. Andy Cox, friend of the show, says, evening all, I hope you're all well. Been a while since I've sent your question, so here goes. As you're all top fantasy football managers, I was wondering about your attendance.
All of us.
Yeah, not all of us. As some of you are top fantasy football managers, I was wondering about your attendance at matches in real life. What was the first professional football match you attended, the last match you attended, and your most memorable match? Cheers, fellas. Andy. I can start this. I think one of the first matches I attended was a Wickham Wanderers match. I think. The last match I went to was probably a Chelsea game when I was back in England. I can't remember who they were playing. And
wasn't that
count as my most memorable match? And I have been to some good matches, some memorable matches. I've been to Wembley and seen some good Chelsea matches before. But I think one of my most memorable matches is, oh, yeah. There's a couple. My most shocking match I've ever been to was I went to see Wolves v Sheffield United in Sheffield, and we left before halftime when it was 2-2, and then we heard the winner scored as we were walking out of the ground.
Half-time?
No, not half-time, sorry, just before full-time. And we were walking out the match, and we heard the winner as we were walking out. I've never forgiven myself for that.
Who were you supporting that day?
No, I think we were just in Sheffield, so we decided to go to a game. But I did go to a game. I went to Rotterdam with some friends. Ooh, and we went good. To see Feyenoord v Newcastle in a friendly. And
was it very friendly?
It was not friendly outside the pitch. There were a lot of Ajax fans who came down just to fight. And there was a lot of fighting going on. They're fucking nutcases in Feyenoord. Did you know that? Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot. Do you know what? There's a lot of nutcases that follow football.
Yeah, Feyenoord was a real eye-opener. We went with a friend of mine who's a Tottenham supporter, and he was absolutely frank with us before we went there. He was like, "Do not tell anyone I'm a Tottenham supporter," because there was some bad blood there from years before, apparently. And then we ended up talking to a Feyenoord guy in the pub afterwards, and he was gleefully telling us.
Was he not bleeding?
He was telling us about one of his favorite moments was when an Ajax fan came down and got beaten to death with a hammer. We're like, okay. And he wasn't
doing very well at persuading you he wasn't crazy.
No. Anyway, we wanted to go to the game, and they wouldn't sell us tickets because we didn't have our passports with us.
Because you didn't have a fucking weapon.
Because we were English and we didn't have our passports with us, which they demanded to give us tickets. And this guy, Dutch guy, goes, I'm going to do my Dutch. I'll buy you tickets. That good Dutch.
That was terrible.
How's it? And so he bought us tickets, and we went into the Feyenoord end.
Don't tell anyone you're English.
And it was great, man. And there was a lot of weed being smoked in that stadium, I can tell you that for sure.
Why are they so violent when they're all smoking that much weed?
I don't know.
Were they not the violent ones?
The weed smokers weren't the violent ones, I don't think.
They were just like, whoa, man.
Yeah.
Chill out, dudes.
So that was quite the experience. That was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Dave?
So I've only been to a few football games.
Should be easy then.
I've mainly been to rugby games, watching the Saints at Northampton, but I've watched Cobblers at Wembley when they're in a league final to playoffs, or final for the playoffs to go up in, like, I don't know, early 2000s. I watched Nottingham Forest, got took out for work. To Nottingham Forest get Nottingham Forest? Yeah, Nottingham Forest game.
So how the Cobblers, can we just rewind a bit here? Because you went to Wembley, which is quite a big deal to go all the way to Wembley to watch your team play.
I was taken. I
was going to say, you're a little bit loosey-goosey on some of the details on this.
Yeah, I think there was a spare ticket going. And I was like, I'll go because it sounds good.
Because why not, right? Yeah. Fair play.
Good times. I can't remember who we were playing. I know I was sitting in the corner, quite near the pitch.
Is this the old Wembley?
This was the old Wembley, yeah. This was before it got done up.
Before it got knocked down completely.
Got knocked down and rebuilt. But I was in a very good position to watch the Cobblers score the winning goal. In like 93 minutes.
At Wembley, that one?
At Wembley. Yeah. Oh, nice. And then, yeah.
And they got what? Promoted to the Beezer Homes League?
We got promoted to what would have been at the time like Division 3?
8.
I don't know. No, maybe 3-2. I think we went up for one season and went back down after that. I don't really follow it. But yeah, no, the other memorable game, because I have been to a few at the Cobblers Northampton Stadium. But the other memorable game that I went to was Nottingham Forest. I don't know who they're playing. I was in a...
wasn't that memorable?
No. I was at, but the Nottingham Forest game, I was in the box.
You got taken again, didn't you?
Yeah, I got taken. It was a corporate thing. I was in the office in Nottingham for some reason. And I was there for a couple of nights, and they was like, oh, take you to the football, because they had box tickets or a box. And yeah, I just sat and drank. And I don't know if they won or lost. I don't know.
Didn't really care
food,
either.
Free food, free booze. Fuck it. It was good.
Nice.
But yeah. No. I'm more of a go and watch the rugby rather than the football.
Well, I've got to be honest. I'm struggling to remember my first game. Because I think it might have been an Ipswich Town game, bizarrely, because my mate was an Ipswich Town fan. It might have been the Derby, the Norfolk-Suffolk Derby.
Oh, yeah? What were you doing all the way down there?
Well, my mate was a fucking Ipswich fan.
Oh, you just travelled all the way down for
it? Yeah. Well, he moved away. We were like, when we were super young, we lived in the same street. But then he got, his parents moved back to Suffolk. I think when he was about 9 or 10. And I think that might have been, I went to visit. And then I think we went to watch the Ipswich. It might have been Norwich. I can't remember. That was a long time ago. So I am struggling. I did go to Tottenham as well quite early on. I don't remember what the fuck game that was. I just remember we were really high up and you couldn't see the edge of the pitch because it was like fucking, we were too far back from the front of the top tier to sort of see.
Oh, you couldn't see
edge of the pitch.
Yeah, right.
But I was only tiny. That was the old Tottenham Stadium, obviously. It's a bit better now, I think. My most memorable game. So memorable. I don't remember much about the game. I just remember it being a pretty amazing night. It was when we played Newcastle. This is Luton versus Newcastle at Kenny.
The Lutes.
At the Kenny. When it was a terrace behind the goal. And we won. And it was fucking just mayhem. Just mayhem. Those are the days. The terraces. With no seats.
Yeah.
Every time we score, you get fucking crushed to fuck. think you might die. But everyone's going absolutely mental. It was just... Oh. That was an FA Cup night, and that was great in the middle of the week, light under the lights. Wasn't the plastic pitch years, but I don't think it was a plastic pitch, but maybe. But yeah, just going there with a couple of guys from work and just had a few beers beforehand. Hence, I don't really remember the game that much. Getting crushed and going mental all night long because we were winning, and it was just great. And then most recent game, I went to watch Luton v Forest last year. Forest obviously got promoted last year, but we managed to beat them 1-0 that day. But yeah, that's me.
Nothing seems to make sense with the Forest. I know, like I keep seeing these odd results and hearing these odd results.
I didn't really realise last season how much this guy's just fucking got pots of cash.
Right.
I don't know when he took over them. But I mean, the Forest have got a good history. Like, let's say you've been European champions. They've had years.
No, Forest have been European champions. I've never heard that before.
Well, you might have done. But, you know, so it's not like they old school.
Don't hate me.
They're old school. Like, you know, back in the days when Liverpool used to win everything, like, Forest were good. Was it Kevin Keegan? Did Kevin Keegan play for Forest? Was that my imagination? I don't know. Maybe I'm talking shit. No, he played for Liverpool, didn't he? Anyway, it doesn't matter. They were good and they won things back in the old days.
Back in the day.
And now, this guy, when they get promoted, he's just fucking bought like 100 new players for their team or something this year. It's just crazy.
That's the football we get right now, though, isn't it?
But he's not like an oil baron, I don't think. He's Greek, isn't he, or something? Their guy. Don't know where he gets his money from. Maybe he's an oil baron. Maybe he took all of the money out of Greece. And that's why they've got no money. I don't know. But, yeah, he's quite loaded. But, yeah, bit weird.
Football, but they've great fun.
Done all right this year. Doing all right. Probably be safe. Just got to stay up this year.
Yep. Yep. Okay, good. Thanks, Andy. Good question. Appreciate it. We do like talking about football, it seems. Okay, let's move on to what we've been doing. Is anybody dying to start? Anybody like to start?
I could start.
Go on then.
I went out for the first time in a while. It was Mike's 50th birthday. Well, we went out for his 50th birthday. I think his 50th birthday might actually be in a couple of days' time. But we went and did an escape room up Milton Keynes in the Escape.
In Escape itself.
Yeah, building. It's called the Escape building. It's there's a big snow dome thing in there. And some restaurants. And an escape room center now.
That can't remember what it's called. Slope.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there.
I did say
I think we've talked about this before.
I don't know what's going on now. But it was a good old crack. I haven't done that for a while. It's weird when you, like, I know if you go regular with people to these kind of things, or you go with people kind of you played games with before, might work out a bit better. But it was a bit weird. We go out as a group, might be drinking and stuff occasionally, but we don't like play games or anything with each other usually.
Right.
So it was like,
you play games with your lame ass friends.
Yeah, exactly.
The nerdos.
We shoved in this tiny little room, 6 people we had.
Have you done an escape room before?
Oh, yeah. I've done several. So, yeah, we went in this one, and it's like you poked in this little tiny room, and there's a puzzle.
I beg your pardon?
On the wall. And there's like another object on the wall, and then there's like a door to get out. The way with the door we got put in to get, obviously, you have to try and open this door to get out.
Right.
So we start trying to solve the puzzle and all that sort of stuff. And then anyway, we got out of the first little tiny room, and then there's more puzzles and stuff. And it's just like, I don't know, it was just a bit weird. Like we weren't making very good time.
Okay.
And there was a couple of points I was just like, I know what I need to do here, so I'm just going to do it on my own. It's like, you're all just getting in the way. And I'm not going to try and describe what I'm going to try and I can't describe to you what I need to do. I just know exactly what I need to do. So can you just get out of the way and fucking let me do it, please?
You just put your hand like, I'm a gamer. I know what we're doing. I know what's going on.
I don't want to be referred to as a gamer because that has negative connotations. I play games and sometimes it's just like, you can see a puzzle and you're like, I know exactly what this is and I'm just going to go and do it now. Can you just move out of the way?
And a boy, take charge. I like it. Stand aside.
It's because there was that many people there. It was everyone just kind of just went off and started doing it because you could solve several things. There was a couple of things that we were all trying to do together, and it was just like, this is not fucking working at all.
Right.
So we got a bit stuck for about a good 15 minutes on one thing. We were convinced it just wasn't working. But obviously they're watching you. At one point, my missus was getting told off because she had her phone out. Because it says before you go in, don't use your phone.
Yeah.
But she was using it as a torch. This is just like this voice going, that device is not from this time. Stuff like that coming over the voice.
Brilliant.
And it was quite funny. Anyway, but we did get out with about 2 minutes to spare.
Okay. So, good.
But yeah, we looked at it. Like the people who... There's like they have a top three on the board. 24 minutes, the top of the time. I was like, 24 minutes? That's ridiculous.
Somebody's obviously it took us 58 minutes.
You think, like, maybe they've done it before? And it's, like, even. No, if you'd done it before, you could literally blast through it in about 10 minutes maximum. Right. Just to get. This to physically do the things would take maybe 10 minutes. So, I don't know. Maybe they just, like, I know a lot of people just, they have a group that they regularly do this kind of shit with, and they just go around trying to be the best. It's like people who go and do quizzes, isn't it? And when they have to win the quiz everywhere they go. Otherwise, they feel like they've failed. But, yeah, it was a good laugh in the end, anyway, and we got out, so
nice.
We achieved.
And then we missed the crystal maze.
Not really.
I used to love the Crystal Maze.
I like
yeah, but you know that was because you were a stoner student, probably watching it while you were out.
No,
your face.
Crystal Maze was before then. I was
a teenager. Well, you were a stoner school kid.
No, I was not a stoner school kid.
Hmm. But yeah, I was on the cocktails and all sorts last Saturday. It was great.
No, you pissed.
We hung
over. We're going to throw around names.
A pretty bad hangover, I think.
Oh, jeez.
And then I had to go to work Sunday night after.
Oh, were you on a school night? What?
No, because my nights are my days.
Oh,
so anyway,
yeah,
it was
okay.
A good full day. So yeah, it was a good laugh anyway.
Is that your night out?
I should do more escape rooms, I think.
Is that the escape room night out all in one?
Yes.
Anything else?
Nah.
I'll go next then. I put on here that I would do a CDJ update because I didn't do it last week. I'm really doing this for Andy Cox because I know for sure that he listens. Oh, and Ajax as well was asking about that sort of stuff. They're good. The CDJ 400s are all set up nicely. I'm really pleased with them. I'm really enjoying using them. It's a lot more back to the old school type of mixing. So for the last however many years, I've been mixing with the controller, and the controller, you're sitting down in a seat, very comfortable. It does a lot of things for you, as sync buttons and all this sort of stuff, and with the waveforms.
Basically, it's like AI DJing.
It's not really AI DJing. I mean, still, ultimately, you have to choose everything that gets done. But there's a lot of things like waveforms, and then all the tracks as well. I all have notes and comments against all the tracks that I can see, so I can do searches and filters and pull up banks of tracks that I know are going to work well together. There's all the keys, so you're mixing in key as well.
So does it have a beat sync on the 400s?
Well, no, the 400s don't have any of this sort of stuff.
Right. Okay.
Well, it does. The 400s do show it. They have a BPM counter on them, but it's horrendously inaccurate. So it can get you close. So basically all the mixing is really just, you know, a lot more old school mixing that I was used to, like when I used to have my decks. So from that point of view, I'm really loving it. I'm just bringing over like USBs with a ton of tracks on them and just going through and trying to figure it out on the fly what goes with what. And because I just have none of the crutches that I have with, that I've been sort of got very comfortable with over the years. And all the beat matching is tough. Well, I say tough, but you know, it's not like this was Stu Fowler's playing around with beat matching now, mixing with
not,
records.
Not spinning plates.
He's spinning the wheels of steel. And beat matching's tough. It's very tough with vinyl. I'd say it's a little bit easier, I think, with CDJs, but still, you need the ear for it. It takes practice, and I still fuck up regularly. And I'm standing, which I wasn't doing, so I'm sort of boogieing around when I'm playing. I got my kids telling me to turn it down all the time.
When are you going to live stream this?
And turn that music down.
I'm thinking about trying to do some sort of setup. So there's a USB out on my mixer, so I can get a decent sound quality out of it. So I'm thinking of doing some sort of streaming set.
Because you can stream live to Mixcloud on video, can't you? I was on Mixcloud the other week. And I was like, oh, there's fucking like people live streaming on video on Mixcloud.
Yeah, that would be interesting to do. I'm not sure how all the copyright works, but then again, I've been watching a guy on Twitch as well. He's doing regular sets and pulling out all his old stuff from back in the day or whatever. And I don't
think... it's old. Dance music, I don't suppose.
Well,
unless you're pulling out fucking like disco and stuff.
If you go back, you
can
go back and look at his streams right after the event.
So you can still.
And he's getting hits where he's getting muted, like sections of his video are getting muted. So I don't really know. I think if you're just streaming,
if you don't VOD them, if you can switch them off the video on demand. So like it doesn't keep the recording. You can only get live struck then.
Yeah.
So, which is less likely, but obviously you can't go back and watch them. You can then like record it and stick it on, not YouTube, because it will just be muted, but you can stick it on Mixcloud after and then live stream it on Twitch.
But I've got mixes on YouTube as well that have not got any, they have copyright strikes on them, but it just gets monetized to the people who own the copyright, not me. And I think that's the key to that.
Doesn't get muted then?
No, it doesn't get muted on YouTube, no. But anyway, the CDJ400s are nice little bits of kit. I mean, as far as I can work out, they're just got the whole workflow is the same as the larger sort of industry, the 8000s or not so much after the 1000s, because they get a lot of stuff added as they go into the 2000s and the Nexus units and whatever. But anyway, they're great. I love them. Yeah, they're really good. They're really built well. They're way better. I think they're way better than the 1000s I had before. For anybody who knows their models, I had CDJ 1000 Mark IIIs before, and I didn't really like those. Maybe mine were a bit worn out, tired, but I didn't like the platters. Love the platters on these, and the pitch faders at 6% is really good for just dialing the mixing in and stuff. And they're a little bit old, long in the tooth, but the fact that I can just stick USBs into them or whatever, it's been great. I love it. Love it. Very pleased. So that's my CDJ update. No updates to the Space Lounge yet. Keep my eye open. Every so often I'm searching for a
fog machine. And...
Got some lava lamps, have you?
I want a laser. That's what I want. I need to figure out a laser, but I don't know much about lasers. And I don't.
Just
and
take
I,
one and of your CDJs apart.
And I'm I want a good laser, but I don't know as well. Like, if you get a really good laser, is it going to have like a massive fan on it that's just going to basically be too noisy for the room? And then if you need to get something a little bit less high powered, is it going to be crap? Right. So you know what I want is I want that full on laser smoke machine.
Are you doing fucking Pink Floyd? Pink Floyd's live show or something?
No, I don't know.
Pigs in the fucking smoke and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Big green one that sort of goes waves across the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
The crowd. His kids. So.
The dog.
Yeah, the dog. Actually, my wife came downstairs and had a boogie the other day, so that was pretty nice.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so that's the CDJ update, and I don't think I had anything else on there. I've lost any notes after that, so I'm freewheeling it from here on.
You said about a snow day. You had a snow day this week.
Yeah, we had more snow.
How much snow is more snow?
Enough that the kids did not go to school on Thursday.
Didn't they just work from home like they did like over COVID?
No, they just had the day off.
Oh, the lazy bastards.
They love it. They all run around with this app. They all have an app which gives them a percentage chance of whether it's going to be a snow day tomorrow. And they were all running around on Wednesday going, it's 99%, 99%. And the snow came in. And then it got snow came in. And then I think we got hit with freezing rain on top of that. It was just not. And I'll tell you what, the funny thing is, all the kids would have woken up. Not all of them, but not my kids anyway. But a lot of kids would have woken up. It's not that funny, actually. It's quite sad. A lot of them would have woken up on the Thursday and gone out to play in the snow and make snowmen. They would not have stood a chance. It was all like covered in
just
a
rock hard
crust of ice.
You can just imagine them jumping out the door. Hey, snow! Splash!
Yeah, it was not fluffy and soft at all. It was pretty rough. It took me at least 10 minutes to get into my car this morning, chipping it all off the roof and stuff. But hey, that's Canada for you. So
it snows. Surprisingly.
Yep. It was -9 here today.
Oh, nice.
And then I got home from McDonald's and I couldn't remember the code to get in my house. I had to eat my McDonald's in the car. Well, I texted people. Well, I texted my family and had to ask them what the door code was because I'm old and can't remember shit.
Oh, that's
smart. It's muscle memory.
I got some keys cut the other week. That was exciting.
Oh, mate, living the dream.
What, so
did
you
watch it with fascination?
You don't have a key for your house, right? So you have electronic lock.
Yeah, we've got an electronic lock.
Why don't you get a smart lock? Like, so you could just like every time you walk up there with your phone, it just opens for you.
I don't know. How much do they cost? I've got one. All I need to do is why don't you just go spend 300 quid on something that, you know, even more complicated? Or, Fraser, how about you remember the fucking number? That's all I have to do.
Why don't you just write it next to the thing on the door?
Well, the thing is, every time you come up to the door, it's like muscle memory, right? You go, do-do-do-do, and know it. And then for some reason, something just took me out of my normal just coming up to the door.
It's the McDonald's.
And then I looked at the hand, go, oh. Yeah, I know. And then I was just looking at the numbers, and I was going, oh, shit. I've forgotten the pattern, which is basically what you know, right? Yeah. And so
that's what happens if you sometimes some bank machines, the numbers are the wrong way around.
Right.
So like it goes one to nine and then zero at the bottom, or sometimes it's 9 to 1 with zero at the bottom. And when it's the wrong way around, it's I just fuck it off. I don't even get a cash out. Yeah. Don't even try. But 9 to 1 is the right way.
Right.
For me. Yeah. Because that's the one that's down the road for me whenever I need cash. And that's the one that I learned my PIN code on.
Is that the same as like a keyboard, keyboard on a...
No, it's different to a keyboard actually on your computer. Yeah. That's 9 at the top right-hand corner. I don't know why I've learned my code on a wrong keypad, but that's the one that's close to me. Yeah, it's all backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing this week, is forgetting how to get into my own house. But I have solved the problem slightly involving a phone, Neil, is that I've put the code in a section under notes in my phone. So
nice.
There we go.
Just left the back door open.
Yeah.
Just walk around and open.
I'm pretty sure the back door. I was considering going to the back, but I don't think I can get in the back gate because of the snow.
Ah,
there's the code on the back gate.
There's no code on the back gate. There's a big sign that says "Beware the dog."
Oh,
Dave, what have you been up to?
Me? Ah, right. Okay. So the first thing I've got in the notes is an offer I couldn't refuse. I'm selling the house. I'm moving.
And what about everyone else? Are they coming with you?
They're coming with me, yeah. The family are moving. So we're moving. We looked at a house on Monday, put an offer in on a Tuesday. It was accepted on a Wednesday.
Wow.
And we put this house on the market yesterday, and hoping to sell and move.
What about your shed?
Yeah, what about the shed?
It's got to come down again, right?
No,
or are you keeping it, offering it as part of the house?
Yeah, it's part of the house. Yep. It adds enough value that going to the other house, we can put a decent amount of deposit down and basically start again. But yeah,
right.
It's close to my parents, as in walking distance, and my sister.
Is that a selling feature?
What's that?
Being close to parents.
They're
preaching to the wrong crowd here.
No, we want to be, very close by. I don't know if you know, my dad's not been very well.
I didn't know that, mate. No, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. So he's not very well at the moment. And he has a lot of responsibility. He's got a larger property, and he also looks after the maintenance of my mum and dad's business. But with him not being very well, he needs additional support, and I go around most weekends, at least for one day, if not Saturday and Sunday. But being in walking distance is going to be a big help, because instead of like a massive, we're about half hour away. So right. Instead of it being having to go there for the whole day, I can just do a couple of jobs and then come back, whatever. And then being close to my sister and my brother, because they're close by, niece and nephews. And it's a lot nicer area, to be honest.
Still in like Northampton.
Down in the lowlands.
It's still in Northampton. It's more south side, so village side of Northampton.
What are you going to do with the airboat?
The airboat?
Yeah, that gets you to your house now.
The Bella's going to stay at the same school. It does mean that we need to drive her in, or she can catch a bus, but the bus takes about 45 minutes to get to a school. That was a big consideration, and mates and stuff like that. But to be honest, the area's a bit rough, and she doesn't walk to her mates anyway. She's always driven, or her mate is driven to here. So we'll continue to do the same. It has a converted garage with central heating in it, and it's all insulated and everything. So it's smaller than this. It's about half the size, so I'll just have my office and play area. I won't have like the TV and all that like I've got at the moment. But yeah, it's exciting times.
Yeah.
Bigger bedrooms. Yeah. Yeah, lovely big kitchen, diner, bit bigger garden. But yeah.
Because it's got a massive fucking shed in it at the minute.
It doesn't have a massive fucking shed at the moment. So it doesn't have any sheds in it, not even a garden shed. So yeah, like
where do they put the lawnmower?
I think they put it in the garage. There is still a bit of a garage.
There is a bit of garage left, isn't there?
It's like we've got part converted into an art studio and where my motorbike sits. And they've done the same for theirs with the office, which I'll take up as my office and playroom. And then they don't have a motorbike. Well, not what I saw anyway.
When you went there.
No. But yeah, it's exciting because you know, when you move house and you know your mind is worrying the whole time after it's been accepted about, you know, getting paint in and decorating and new stuff. You know, we're thinking about,
you know, what the chain situation is.
So at the moment, there's no chain on their side.
So hopefully you can get a first time buyer or something crazy.
Yeah. So it's been put on ideal for first-time buyers. It's in this side of town, so first-time buyers are looking at this side of town because it's cheaper. It's not a bad price. Well, I say it's not a bad price. It's double what we paid for it 17 years ago, but that's the market rate. And yeah, it's we've priced it competitively around us. So. Yeah, they haven't bought a place yet, or they're moving into a new build who we're moving to. Basically, they're an old couple and they're downsizing.
Ooh, sounds like you might have a bit of decorating to do then.
There's a lot has been redone. There is some stuff. They've redecorated rooms at a time, and there's one or two rooms that do need doing. That we know about. One room we know they definitely haven't used for like 15 years.
Oof. That's the haunted room.
It's like the small bedroom that like has never been used as a bedroom, and kind of probably just been a box room or a dumping ground. But
sounds like an office.
That's going to be a dressing room.
Fancy.
Yes. But yeah, it's exciting times. But it's I've had lots of sleepless nights thinking, and the missus is very excited, and the daughter's excited as well. So it's a bit sad. We've put a lot of time, sweat, effort, tears, blood, other bodily fluids. So yeah, it's annoying that, you know, I calculated it was probably about 20 grand I spent on this shed, all of the stuff inside it, all the materials for the...
But you get to take most of it with you.
Well, I get to take the furnishings and the inside with it, but the stuff that I don't, probably about 12, 13 grand's worth of stuff. Oof. But it's added value to the house, and you know, it creates a, you know, it's better to sell it out. The bloody estate agents put it on as a summer house. I was well pissed off. It's like, it's not a summer house. It's an insulated log cabin. It's designed for year-round use, not a shitty old summer house that you like, you know, you have it just use in the summer.
Put all of your garden furniture in while it's shit weather.
Yeah, it's not that. It's a, you know, it's a proper room to be used all year round. So
did they change the listing then?
They changed it, yeah. but no, it's it's exciting. So obviously the office accepted, and now it's just waiting on. We've got to keep our bloody house tidy all the time, just in case somebody wants to come around and look at it. Which is a bit of
a
shit.
I'd like to move, but only if I didn't have to fucking do it all in one day.
Yeah, so that's it. Me and Vic were talking, like, we'll pay a company to come in and you know, we'll move some boxes ourselves, but we're not going to bother with renting a van and doing it all ourselves, because it's literally a whole day job just to move. And that's
the amount of shit you've accumulated after that 17 years you said you've been there.
Yeah.
Takes up a lot of fucking space.
Yep. Yep. So I just paying a team of fucking, I don't know, Eastern Europeans to to jump out of a van, fucking box everything up, and shift it. They're all insured. Well, you know, going for a proper company, it's insured. If anything breaks, you just fucking complete a form and they pay the market value for it.
You keep living with those hopes and dreams.
Yeah,
see how that works out.
So, well, you know, but like
all them, your televisions and things like that, do those yourself.
The stuff that I want to keep, like my computer,
that you want to be able to use that first day.
Yeah, you know, and I have a car, so you know, I'm not going to be completely fucking lazy with it, but so I'll do some stuff myself. But yeah, it's just get somebody to do it for us. I'm not as young as when I was 20 odd, I'll be fucking, you know, making like 15 journeys, like packing everything up myself. The missus would be one end, I'll be the other, just sort of ferrying stuff across. And no, I can't be asked for that anymore. Like, just pay somebody to do it for us.
You haven't got three scooters. You didn't get where you are today buying three scooters. I can be packing up your own house.
So, make sure they get fucking broken on the way over. I have to claim insurance on them. that's my big news, really. It's very different from last week where it came on the market on Monday. And I don't know why we saw it. I think one of my friends messaged and said, oh, there's a house up for sale in Northampton near your parents, I think. And literally I looked at it and was like, oh, go for a viewing. And I went for a viewing. On that day, I had a text in the morning. Went for a viewing at just gone 5. And I was trying to play it cool. And I was like, what would they accept for it? You know, thinking I was hoping to get a little bit cheaper. I put that offer in and said, no, they're not going to take anything lower than asking price. So yeah, all right, I'll offer that then. And I did.
All right, good stuff.
I was so scared about somebody else offering and it being taken off the market. So
fear of missing out.
Yeah, they don't come up often in that area. So it's normally when people die around that area that houses come on the market. So it's
gonna be upsetting all the neighbours because you're gonna be super young then.
Super young. I've got a motorbike.
Three scooters out the front.
Boot that baby up at fucking 4 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah. Partying all night. Fucking drinks until about 11. I haven't seen any of the neighbours or anything. So, but. I don't think there's any young couples around. I say young, like, you know,
sort of 50.
Saying that, they've probably all got motorbikes around there. You never know. That's the prime.
Yeah, that's the sort of age people have their Porsches and Ferraris and all that shit, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah.
That's they can afford the insurance.
Yeah, they've paid off their.
This guy's not going to drive this car fast. He's 62.
Yeah. It'll be good. The main thing I've been doing this week, that's the only one I can think of. The other thing I was going to do is funny what Chinny was saying, is that I'm going to continue my Games I Regret Buying piece.
Are you doing one of these a week, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was quite good because I had, you know, the last time, last week, it was a, you know, it was a cursory glance, and I was like, oh yeah, I don't really enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it. Well, it's the games that you forget about that you've paid money for, that you don't really realize that you regret until you look back and go, why the fuck did I pay that money for that? Because you didn't play it, and you know, you forgot about it. So I had a quick look through my purchase history in Steam, and there's a game called Islands of Nine Battle Royale. And I purchased it. Sounds good already, doesn't it?
I remember
this game as well.
Brilliant. So I paid $19.49 for it on my Steam account on the 26th of July, 2018. At 4 minutes past 12 midnight. So it was obviously, I either got talked into it or...
I don't know who could have possibly have persuaded you to buy that game, Dave.
Or was it like a post podcast?
I know exactly what happened. I can tell you exactly what happened with that. And I know, I don't know, and I cannot tell you exactly how that happened. But I reckon that was very much peak. When was it in 2018?
2018.
Whenabouts?
July.
July. 26th of July.
That was getting towards peak PUBG time.
Right.
Seals were in full effect at that point. And there was a new Battle Royale coming out all the time. And I reckon that has got all the hallmarks of a Sean McKechnie influenced purchase.
I don't know if it's Sean, to be fair. I think it was me and Kev.
Oh, I apologize if it wasn't then, Sean. There would have been some peer pressure. And
I'm sure Kev bought it as well as me.
And I categorically know for a fact that I would have just kept my flag in the sand on PUBG and wouldn't have paid money for any other Battle Royale pretender. No chance.
So
I got it and refunded it.
Not yet.
I don't remember buying it.
I have 34 minutes playtime. The game is now free. And the max players playing last week on this game was 3 people.
Oof.
That's a pretty good battle royale, isn't it?
And it's still up.
Fancy your chances there.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. You know you're going to get wrecked by those other two guys, right? Well, if you can get on when they're not on, instant winner, chicken dinner. I can't remember. Did you get what set that apart from what was their little angle on that for Battle Royale? I can't.
It was a bit sci-fi.
It was a bit sci-fi-ish. Yeah, yeah.
It was all right, I think.
You guys should fire it up.
Yes. Yeah,
it's free. We should all fire it up. Yeah,
it's free. Well, I mean,
we should all queue together.
It closed down, basically. They shut it down. But I don't know how it works at all now.
Maybe the three is just people firing it up and finding out that it's still
shut down. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Well, it was 3 max concurrent players, so maybe 3 people as a squad went, oh, let's have a look at this. And, yeah.
Wasn't me.
No. So there you go. That's my game of... My regression.
Shit game of the week.
How many? My drunk purchase of the week. Yeah, okay. Hey, we get a new one next week.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nice. New feature.
While I remember, actually, I don't want to forget. I know this week, Sons of the Forest came out, which is a sequel to The Forest. My son was all over it, and he got it on release straight away. But I've got a copy of The Forest, and it's in my. It's sitting there waiting to be played. From what I understand, The Forest is a good game if you play it with your friends. Now, that could be a problem there with that last word, friends. But I am sitting there.
To some people you know.
I'm sitting there with The Forest ready to play if anybody wants to play. And I'm thinking about maybe doing a Sunday, starting it on Sunday afternoon.
What stream job.
Well, you know, like, yeah, sort of stream around 3 or 4 in the afternoon on a Sunday and get cracking on it if anybody wants to start the game.
Your time.
Your time.
The Forest.
It can't be expensive. I think it was about $5 when I bought a copy for Stan. But he told me, you don't want to play it on your own. You want to play with friends. So I'm just looking for a crew. If anybody's interested in that, then I'll try and give some prior warning, but I'm thinking I might start that on Sunday just for the lulz. Because I don't think you guys have played it, right? No one's played
it. No, I think I've got it.
Just wanted to keep in mind. All right, then let's move on. Well, we've sort of moved on to gaming anyway.
Well, before we go on to the games,
we
haven't put Lord's Quiz in.
Oh, okay. Didn't
which
I didn't
he has
see
done.
Any... Okay, all right. You know what? We are really getting short on time. Something's got to give. Where we should we?
I don't think you'll be talking about your games for very long, will you?
All right, let's do Lord's Quiz then, and let's not let Neil ramble on about Destiny for 10 minutes.
Got a massive page of notes, look.
All right, then. Okay.
We're doing Lord's Quiz.
I think we should. He's gone to the trouble.
Because he's gone to the effort of doing it, so we should.
He has gone to the maximum effort to do this quiz for us.
Yes, he has, and we're going
to
fail.
And we have not gone to the maximum effort to include it in the show notes.
Would you like me to read them?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Because you can't obviously open Discord window.
I can, but I'm not going to.
Well, it's already open because we're fucking chatting on Discord, surely. Anyway. It says, okay, fellas, this week's quiz is as follows. Number one, which famous video game is based on a park named World Joyland, located in China? Which famous video game is based on a park named World Joyland, located in China?
World Joyland? This is one of these questions where we could sit and go over this for hours, and we don't have hours.
We're not going to go over it for hours.
Is it a theme park clone?
I don't know. Sounds, maybe. Could be. I was thinking something a bit more weird, but it's in China. It's the thing that's making it weird.
Yeah, what China? What games to sort of like relate to China?
Who would even know about it?
The Chinese.
Would they even know about it?
World Joyland. Got to be something big.
It's famous video game. It says famous video game. I'm going to say BioShock Infinite.
I have no idea. I'd like to think about it.
Well, you've thought about it.
I'll say Jurassic World.
The evolution thing.
Evolution, yeah.
No, hang on. Is that the film or is that the game? I can't remember.
That's the game.
I don't know. I'm going to say Genshin Impact. That to me seems Japanese. But
no, it's Chinese. I think it might be Chinese.
But I think it's going to be end up being an answer like that. Some super huge game probably that none of us play, but we know of.
PUBG. right, number two. I saw the answer for this before we spoiled it up, so I'm not going to answer. Who composed the music for Sonic 3?
Was it Richard Jakes?
Who?
Richard Jakes.
Who's Richard Jakes?
Friend of mine, and he's very famous for composing some music for Sonic, but I don't know which game it was.
So was it Sonic 3?
I don't think so.
Is it Russo?
What are you searching for?
I'm looking for the Russo. Russo Brothers?
What? Oh, well, it says composed the music for Sonic 3.
Why is he hacking into the internet in the middle of the quiz? No.
I was just Googling
on the quiz.
Yeah, it's so blatant. Wow, no. You tried to do that in plain sight.
I was looking for Russo. I know the name Russo. I couldn't remember which Russo it was.
Rene Russo.
Is it Rene Russo? I don't know. One of
That's
them
an
does.
Actress.
Oh, right.
As far as I'm aware.
I think it's Anthony Russo. I don't know. Yeah. It's a music composer that I know that does some films.
Okay. My poker face is on, so I'm not giving anything away. So, number three. This is a long one. Many of the Koopalings from the Super Mario games are named after famous musicians. Most people can see the pattern in Ludwig, Iggy, and Lemmy's names. What you may not know is Super Mario World's fire-breathing Triceratops is named Reznor after Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. But which video game soundtrack did Trent produce? Guessing it's not Sonic 3.
Wouldn't that be a turn up for the books?
The Jack Black game that was a action RTS.
Full Throttle?
No.
No.
I know the one you mean. I played quite a bit of that game. I can't feel like me. Yeah, it was. Oh, God. It was on the Xbox 360.
Mm.
Brutal Legend.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I'd say.
All right, I'll say that. I'll go with that.
Or it's going to be one of the Guitar Heroes, but...
I feel like I should know this. I feel like I've heard someone talk about this in the last few months. Can't think. Because obviously, there's a Nine Inch Nails track on Hi-Fi Rush. I think that has come up in discussion around that game, about Trent Reznor doing the soundtrack for another game. I'm going with... Oh, fucking hell. Because I didn't see this one, obviously. I only saw the second one. Oh, fucking hell. I can't think now. It's got to be something relatively recent, I think.
Come on.
Gonna have to hurry you. Come on, we haven't got time for dead air.
I can't fucking think. What did you see? I don't think it's either the ones that you've said, put it that way.
Metal Hellsinger.
It's not Metal Hellsinger, because there's loads of different tracks in that. Okay, anyway. The answers. Number one, which famous video game is based on a park named World Joyland located in China? The answer is... World of Warcraft.
Oh, really?
There we go.
I'm not going to... A part of me wants to go, what? But, which I think Dave is the same, but I'm not a World of Warcraft player, so I don't really have a horse in the race.
The answer for number two, who composed the music for Sonic 3? The answer is Michael Jackson. Not sure if it's the actual Michael Jackson. Maybe need to look into that. I'm not going to read the whole number three question.
Why don't you ask old Google three scooters there to look it up?
Number three, which video game soundtrack did Trent Reznor produce? The answer is... Ooh, Quake.
Oh, yeah. It's got quite the driving soundtrack, hasn't it?
Bit doomy, yeah, I suppose.
Just not doom.
Yeah, no good. No good.
Oh, well. Bit of a blank week this week. Well done, you made it hard again. You were.
Ivor Whopper.
Hard again. Okay. That's the show name.
Fraser's writing something down.
What was the name? What was the show? What was it? I did have show three scooters was going to be my show title. What did you say, Dave?
Hard again.
Hard again.
That one.
And there's a face on there that you might have to
right.
in
for. Yeah, okay, I'll put that in. Well, I'll decide. All right, really let's move. Again. Let's move on swiftly to what we've been playing. I can start if you like.
Yeah.
I started playing a game called Drawception. I don't know. I was just sitting there. I don't know how did I find
is this
it?
Is this a what PC the game?
Fuck is like, this game?
So, no, it's browser based.
Okay.
And so the premise, and I was playing it, and my daughter went, oh, that's the same as this game. So it's like the whole premise of it has been done before. in that basically you're given a name of something or something to draw, and then a person then that play passes to the first person in the game, and they draw that, and then that drawing gets handed to the next person, who has to guess what the drawing is. So it's like Chinese whispers, right?
This is like a Jackbox game. It sounds like a Jackbox game.
You know what? It's a party game thing. It's probably been done in different forms 100 times. But basically, you start off with a name. Someone draws it. Someone guesses what that is. And then somebody has to draw that guess. And then so it changes as it goes down the line. And I think it's about 12 drawings, 12, six drawings, six answers.
Yeah.
You know, like it starts off with somebody will say, it'll say draw a fire truck, and by the bottom, you know, by the time you get to the bottom, it's a Cray supercomputer, and nobody and when you go and the thing that's great about it is like occasionally just some of the drawings are absolute genius, right? I got given one which was something about somebody looking at an elephant on a table. And I drew this guy with eyeballs looking at this elephant on the table. And the next person had to guess what it was and said, oh, it's an elephant getting the side eye, right? And then the next person after that had to draw that, and they just drew this basically this cartoon of this man and woman who had issues they needed to work through, and the man just ends up going, well, there's one thing we need to address. And then the next panel cuts to this elephant just sitting there in the corner of a room with his like just with this question mark next to him, going, you know, looking forlorn about what's about to come. And the quality of the drawing was just fucking had me crying with laughter. So there is value there, right?
And, what we're seeing on stream is not what I'm guessing you saw.
No, there is a lot there. Yeah, no, there is. I've already started to favor it. I couldn't understand why there was a follow button. You know, why would you want to follow? And then I realized, you know, I looked at the person, I started following and looked at their history and stuff like that and the quality of their drawings. And so, yes, the game itself is very fun, but actually what I've really enjoyed is the drawing part as well. And I've started really looking at people's drawings and because the palette is pretty basic. I have a fancy laptop here that has this pen, right? And touch screen and stuff like that. If I use that, you can get pretty precise on it. But if you're doing it on your iPad, you have to be, it's pretty tough. Basically finger painting. But the more I looked at other people's drawings, I was like, Dave, you're married to an artist, right? So this is probably, you're more than aware of this, but I started to like look at it, right? And I was like looking at people's drawings and how have they done that? What little tips and tricks have they got in there? Mm-hmm. Like shading here and whatever. And this is art 101, I'm sure that everybody knows about, but I've never been an artist, right? And so it sounds like it's that thing. I'm just picking up a little bit of a, am I picking up a little bit of a hobby here? Like, you know, looking at the way people are doing the drawings and seeing if I can improve, right? You know, not only am I finding it enjoyable, I'm looking to see, you know, oh, have I picked up, you know, have I been able to draw better than I was drawing yesterday? You know, and if I can sense there's an improvement there, then I might just keep continuing it, right? I might just continue it, see if something comes from it. I like doodling. And I love laughing.
The stream we're watching, right? I feel like the second drawing is definitely not being done by the same person that did the first one.
Right, and they're definitely not using a mouse, right? They're using some sort of trackpad or whatever, pen pad. So and just so happens, my daughter has a drawing pad.
Oh, is this coming
handy?
She
never used it. I just realized, yeah. So I've been playing that. Yeah, it's just really neat. And I went back and I looked over a couple today that had me laughing or whatever. There's something about a goldfish driving a tank, which was very good. It ended up in it was something to do with a fish in a tank and ended up being a goldfish in a tank. And it didn't matter what anybody said. It always ended up with someone drawing Nemo driving a tank. Nemo is the go-to fish, it seems, for a lot of people. And people were more than happy to interpret tank as in... used a fish tank. They all put the fish Nemo in the turret of
a battle tank. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So, a question about this is: I'm guessing you're just playing with random people. This is a random 12 people put together.
No, I'm not exactly sure how it works. So, basically, you say ready to play, and it gives you like something to draw or something to comment on.
Right.
And then you dismiss that or submit it, and then you can do another one if you want. You can at opening, you can only have 8 games on the go.
Right.
Then after you've played for a certain amount of time, it opens up and you can have more games on the go. So you constantly then have a rolling feed of things being completed. Or
so you're not in a like a in a bubble of friends or family, or you're not just doing it between
I think
yourself.
You can do that if you wanted to. But basically, like, see, I've got games being completed now that I'd drawn 2 or 3 days ago.
Right.
Like, it's taking that long for, like, because a lot of stuff comes up. People decide they don't want to draw it. So
yeah.
Games don't get completed straight away.
Right. And then once they're completed, you get to see the images, the comments, and
the whole, the whole context.
Do you have
how,
to guess at some point then?
There's no real guessing. It's just you're creating.
Like, you're drawing a picture that someone's supposed to guess something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So when do you get to do the guessing part of this game?
Well, that would be in a different game. So you only contribute once to every game. And it might be a guess or it might be a drawing. And then ultimately, when the whole thing is completed by 12 different people, you're then presented with that's the final solution or product of what you've all been working towards. And it's
so
basically...
Has anybody, like, have you been in any games where people have just, like, not even tried to comment on what's been put in front of them, intentionally putting a spanner in the works?
Yeah, just... I think there was one where it said something like, draw something that you would take 5 seconds to draw in Microsoft Paint. And I was like, that's a bit odd. Like, anyway, so I ended up drawing something and submitted it. And that game completed today. And I went in and you could see that somebody right around in that middle point had just basically completely disregarded what had been, basically just trolled it, right? And done something completely different. Well, whatever, you know. I think there's an algorithm or something there that's going to move me out of that at some point, right? When you get into like having a reputation or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right. So do you also like, well, you said you favorite and you followed somebody.
Yeah.
Do you rate the games or do you rate your...
There's also like you can emoji like people's submissions and stuff like that. So like that's nice to get, right? So if you've done a drawing, then suddenly you find out 2, 3, 4 people have given you a thumbs up, like, you know, and said, hey, I like that. You know, it's good. What you did was funny, or it was a good drawing or something. So
not some random hentai or anything, or...
No, I haven't seen anything anyway so far that's been terrible. But I'm sure that will change.
That's like a lot of writing on the ones I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's basic guidelines in that you're not allowed to write what the answer is, you know, but I think you can use writing to embellish your...
Well, literally someone's written what part of the answer on the fucking screen. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, I know, so that's not right, I would guess, in the spirit of the game. But...
Unless the thing is the driving license for Cthulhu.
True.
Yeah.
He did say that it was.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty good. It's Drawception. It's free to play. And as far as I can work out, made by one guy or whatever, just his little pet project. So I might throw him some bunts, upgrade to a premium account. I think it gives you can upgrade. You get like some extra options on the color palette. Right. On the palette or whatever, or the or the whatever.
And it's probably a price of a coffee or something.
Exactly. If I get, you know, big deal. So there, that's Drawception, which is pretty good. And then the other thing I've been playing is I fired up the Switch and I was like, oh, what am I going to play on the Switch? I don't know why. I was just looking around on it because it was hooked up finally. And there was a cartridge left in it, which was Clubhouse Games. Which
51 games, is that right?
51 games, yeah. So anybody who's sort of been around Nintendo, particularly if you've probably been somebody who's jailbroken and all your DSs and things like that, you got hold of Clubhouse Games because you didn't have to pay for it. Talking about myself, of course. So I think it's been around for a while in different iterations on the different handhelds, but this version we bought for the Switch. Oh, no, actually, my sister bought it for a present for the kids on my recommendation. And they don't like it. They never play it. But, yeah, it does what it says on the tin. It's got 51 games. everything from like backgammon, checkers, chess or whatever to loads of parlor games, mahjong, things like that. Anyway, loads of stuff in there. And is that in it? Neil's got a pool on there.
There's
a
pool in there.
I don't even, I didn't think I, maybe I just ignored that because I didn't really fancy it. Yeah. And so it's done. So a couple of times I've dipped into this just in passing, and it turned up a blinder for me this week because I ended up playing a game on it called Mancala, which is like a very, very famous, simple game. When you're watching some guys in some sort of side street in the Middle East or whatever like that, and they're picking up rocks and they're dropping them into containers or whatever like that, or pebbles or shit. It's one of those games. And I'm sure there's maybe some people listening who know of Mancala and have played it before.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, but it's basically like you have a number of pots in front of you and a number of stones in the pots, and you can pick up the stones, move them around into different pots, and the aim of the game is to get a load of stones into your own barn, as it were. I'm not going to dwell on Mancala because that's no need to, but there are tons of games in this, and it's they 51. Do a really yeah 50, 51 in fact, and they do a very nice. It's just really presented nicely. You know, it's not they not cut corners on it. There's little challenges every time you load up a new game. And if you haven't played a game, then a couple of these people come on the screen to give you a little tutorial, but they don't overpower you with all the instructions or whatever like that. It's they do good with the animations to get you going on it. And there's a lot of value there. I think, you know, that it's a slow burn. I think that one, but
has it got, motion controls on the Joy-Cons and all that nonsense? I'm seeing bowling is what I'm seeing here.
I don't think so. Bowling will be one of those ones I will just gloss straight over. I have no interest in playing anything.
Don't reminisce about the old Wii Sports bowling.
No, I think it's because I've bowled quite a lot in my time, and so fake bowling on screen doesn't really do anything for me.
The old Kinect bowling was pretty good on the Wii. What was it called? Kinect Sports.
Oh, was it? Yeah. It wasn't really.
We used to have a load of fun on those games.
Yeah. I never had fun on those games. So there you go. So it's all right. So I don't know. I'm picking up Mancala.
I don't suppose it's super premium price either, is it?
Probably not. I wouldn't think so. It'd be one of those mid-tier whatever jobbies. But it's a nice one. It's a nice little thing to have in the back pocket, right?
Looks like it's got like bar games and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're traveling, it's the sort of thing, right? You know, loads of the games are two-player games, right? Backgammon, Connect Four, Go, Chess, Checkers, all
it's
those
easier
things.
Easier than carrying a load of that shit around, I guess.
Right. All you need to do is just pick up the Switch, plop it on the table, and you can play some games with someone on the go. So, it's touchscreen. and my daughter did say that she took it with her to London and they were playing games when they were away. So that's pretty cool, right?
Cool.
So, yeah.
Switch might have a life. Or maybe it's available on Steam Deck.
I'm not letting the Switch die just yet. No. That's all I got. I could talk about Hunt, but I think that might come up in a second.
Is it?
I'll go over my games quickly.
Okay. You've actually played some proper games.
I'll play it proper. So I fired up Atomic Heart.
Yes.
That was on Game Pass. Just been released.
Yeah.
It's on Game Pass, is it?
It's on Game Pass. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I emailed the developers or the publishers this week to ask for a review copy.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Who are you?
I was going to give it to one of you to play after I.
Thankfully, we've all got access to it already.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
So I had a bit of problem. Actually, with playing it, I was not having great frame rates. I wonder if I need to do an update on my GPU. I've got a 680 XT. I need to check if there's an update to do. My frame rates were taking quite a big hit on just normal sequences, not even action sequences, but just walking around. So there was that I will warn you guys, if you do pick it up, the first 45 minutes is a very slow burn of lots of story, lots of talking. Can't really skip much. And then it starts getting into it, into the action. I've played about an hour and 15 into it, and so I'm starting to get into the action where it all starts kicking off. But it's a very slow getting into it. I will pick it up. I will play some more.
Do you think this would suit playing on the couch?
Yeah. Yeah. This is a perfect couch co-op.
All right.
Couch, single player game.
Is it on console Game Pass? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Should be.
Because I saw a lot of people streaming it. That's how I found out about it. It was like quite high up in this. I guess because it had just been released.
Yeah. From what I can...
Just the game the other day, there were something like 730,000 people watching. I was like, what the hell?
It could have been. It did get released in New Zealand, first of all, on their Game Pass. Normally, it's a synchronized, everywhere gets it at the same time. But it got released early on Game Pass. So released in New Zealand. So I think a lot of people were VPNing to over there and then streaming it. So yeah, there's a lot of buzz around it.
Yeah, and I think that's what I found interesting was it. What I did see, it looked pretty polished. It looked like there was a lot to it, and I was like,
Russian
Bioshock.
Russian Bioshock. I'm getting vibes.
Kind of. Yes. Yeah. It's in a alternate Russian.
It was after World War II, Russia have come out sort of better than they did, I guess, with like in technology and of wealth terms.
Yeah. So let's say I've only played an hour and a bit into it, getting into the actual action parts. It seemed. It's not just a run and gun, from what I've played. It's you have to be very methodical in your attacks, dodges.
A lot of lifts on this first bit.
There's a lot of lifts. They're loading scenes. They're loading.
Fucking must be a lot of fucking loading going on. It's taking a long time to go up and down that lift.
Yeah. But yeah, it's seems really interesting. From what I've been playing, it's interesting. I'll continue to put some hours into it because I am interested. It's all first person. And I've got a couple of weapons so far, and the actual enemies that you're against seem very interesting as well. They're all kind of robots that have gone crazy. Of which you learn about in the first 45 minutes when you're walking around.
If you don't skip every scene.
You can't skip the scenes. I'll continue to play it. I just thought I'd talk about it for a little bit. I'm continuing to play COD as well, Call of Duty. I've been playing some Resurgence, Warzone. Not put any time into DMZ yet. I'm enjoying the Resurgence. It's only four player Resurgence at the moment. There was a bit of a uproar about that because
every squad is four people.
You can go in as solo or as a group less than four.
You'll be grouped with fours.
But it was promised that single and duos were going to be included with this, and that hasn't come out in release, so people are a bit pissed off. It's still enjoying it. Still putting the time in. Still ranking up my weapons. Still chasing the gold and the platinum weapons for God knows why, for what reason, just other than to have them.
You're addicted,
Dave. Yeah. Thing is, I don't even play. Like, once I actually get to a gold, or like once I've got gold, I'm like, oh, okay, right, I'll get the next gold, gun to gold. And I don't even play with the gold guns. It's just getting there. So,
and completionist.
Then yeah. So, yeah. So that's it. That's all I got. Really got to say about that. I'm still plugging away. Still enjoying it. And yeah, I'm sure I'll continue to play it next week.
Mm.
Okay. All right then, Neil.
All right, strap in. I've been playing one game all week, pretty much. I'll never guess what it is. Not a new game.
Forza.
It's the same old game. I've been playing Destiny 2. So, it's the last week of Destiny 2 Season of the Seraph. And the new year of Destiny launches on Tuesday. So, Monday, at some point, I can't remember, about 5 o'clock, Destiny goes down for 24 hours because they can't play. No one won't be able to play Destiny 2 for 24 hours. And then when it comes back online, you still won't be able to play for several hours because it'll be fucking massively overloaded with people trying to play, which is what happens every time there's a new launch. So at the moment, this weekend, until such time as it shuts down on Monday, you can play the current expansion for free on all the platforms, on Xbox, PC, and PlayStation. So you can play through the campaign, get loads of gear, and then be ready for the new season, the new content that launches Tuesday, should you wish to. So this week, last weekend, I was playing some Trials, which was the PvP mode that comes out every weekend. This weekend, I won't be playing because there's no freelance option, which is the solo queue that they do from time to time. There's no solo queue this weekend. And I'm like, boo! So I won't be doing that this weekend. But it was I got some more gear, basically, and leveled up a little bit. I'm at the point where it's difficult to level up. You have to do like the top level gear, top level like game modes to level up. So that's a bit like you and your gold guns. I'm like just ticking away, just trying to get to that little bit higher. But yeah, it's a bit of a struggle. I mean, I'm not really too bothered about getting any higher. I'm high enough to be doing the damage that I need to and not getting my ass kicked at the same time, but in the sort of PvE content. So I have spent quite a lot of time going through all of the shit that I've picked up over the last however long and just deciding what is good and what is not and getting rid of loads of stuff. Ooh, and I have been using some third-party applications.
Yeah, that a boy.
So I want to give a big shout-out to the stalwart of the Destiny API devices or whatever that they can go in and fucking access all of the data and help you out, is the Destiny Item Manager, also known as DIM. That is actually essential, or has been, although there are changes coming in Destiny Lightfall, which maybe make it less essential. There's a lot of features I don't use on there, but one of the main features of that game is every time you get all these weapons, they've got loads of different perks and traits and stuff like that on them. And some of them are good and some of them are not as good as others. And on DIM, each item you ever get on weapons-wise, if it's any good and it's got good perks according to some lists, there's a nice blue thumbs up that comes up that says it's good. So it's just like, I'll keep that one then and get... If it doesn't, the blue thumb's not there, probably just going to get rid.
You can trust their judgment.
There's a lot of people who've done the work. I've added a wish list to mine. I don't know if that's where it's all coming, pulling all the data from, or whether it's getting data from elsewhere as well. But yeah, you can add stuff to it, tailor it to your needs. It's a bit getting through the weeds a bit to start with, but basically I've got it set up and I just fucking trust that largely to choose my guns. And if it's not got a blue thumb, I generally just bin that fucker off straight away. Armor-wise, is a bit more complicated because there's a Well, there, I guess there could be some changes coming to armor, particularly in the new content. I haven't really looked at it too much, but there's another website I use called destinyrecipes.com, which, like, you sign into your Bungie account and it has access to all of your shit, and it rates all the armor from like F to S, like F, E, D, C, B, A, and then S obviously is super shit hot, based on all of the stats it comes with. So I've been using that to clear that, because armor's a bit of a fucking nightmare. I don't know what's good, really, and what's not, even though I've played fucking hundreds of hours. I just go on there, it says, this is all the good shit, get rid of all of this shit. And I'm like, okay, doke. So I spent a lot of time going through this week and just clearing out all of my old shits. That's no good.
Mate, you know what? That's good, though. I mean, it's like having a valet service, isn't it? Look, I can't, you know, it's like, you, like Dave and his moving, right? He doesn't want to do the legwork. I don't need to know. Like, there's so much stuff in these games.
Yeah.
You know, you can't keep, you know, either you can or you can't keep track of it. But the great stuff with, you know, that we've seen with PUBG and Valorant, you know, I can only talk about the games I played, really, but, oh, and this, and Destiny, as you're saying, is that they have this ability to go scrape the data, or that companies are releasing this data for people to do what they want with it.
Mm.
And they're coming up with some tremendous stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One other thing I've got is light.gg. Which, when I've got, like, say, on DIM, I've got five of the same weapon that have all got blue thumbs up, I can then go onto this light.gg and go in a bit more detail and decide which of those five things that are actually good is the really good one that I want to keep. So I've been doing a lot, like I say, I've just been clearing out as much as possible. I've still got my, there's, you've got, each character for each slot, you have like a primary, a secondary, and three weapon slots you've got, and four armor slots. So for each of those slots, you can have one equipped and nine on your character. And then I have this extra space called the vault, where you can have 600 items stored. And I've still, after all of the fucking clearing out I've done, I've got over 400 items in my vault. Plus, all my characters aren't fully loaded up or anything like that. But yeah, there's a lot. I've got a lot of stuff.
The question I was going to ask is, have you, like, once you've done all this, or, you know, as part of the process going through this, have you played and noticed any difference?
I don't know about difference. I just, like, because a lot of the weapons, particularly, of like, there's,
and not ones that you're going to be using anyway. So you've just broken down.
That's what another thing I've been doing. I was like, this one says it's good, but I never fucking use this gun, so I'm just going to get rid of it anyway. Because there's like the guns that I like using as much as anything, and like, but there's always new fucking guns coming along. That's the thing. That has been a lot of my week. It's getting ready for the new stuff and finishing off the stuff of the old content. I still haven't fucking played through the campaign for Witch Queen, so I want to get that done before Tuesday, because I know I won't be able to get on Tuesday. I know what it's like every time there's a fucking big update. It's like, you go to launch the game, and it's like, you're in a queue. The servers are very busy, and you are 38,000th in the queue, and you're like, oh, fucking hell. Guess I won't bother then, because then they'll like come back 5 minutes later, and you're like 170,000 in the queue. You're like, what? I know it's going to be mega popular on that launch day, so I'll probably play something else on Tuesday. You'll be pleased to hear. I've just been like playing through the seasonal content. I've unlocked a load of new weapons that I can craft. There's a fucking still a load of stuff because each weapon you can craft, you have to do something five times before you can craft it. So you have to have the gun with a certain version of it that you have to then use it for a little while, and then you can do something, which means you can, five times of doing that thing, you'll be able to go to another place.
I thought COD was making you do the grind. Bloody hell.
Once you've made a version of it, you have to keep using it and using it and using it to level it up enough that you can get access to all of the perks. You say it's a grind, but yeah. Anyway.
It's what he does, Dave. It's what he does.
Exactly. It's my game. It's my game. And today I was doing something I don't normally do in PvP, the Crucible.
Win.
Last weekend, I was playing Trials, and I was finding someone was shooting me with a bow and arrow. And I was like, this is not something I've never really done in the PvP. So today, there was a mission I was doing as well, which is the final seasonal mission, which you have to do on something they call Legend difficulty, which basically makes it really fucking hard. I had to finish that today to get a load of, to get access to some weapon stuff. So I was doing that and I'm really fucking struggling. So I had to look up and they said, use this bow, stand in this place, do this, do that. I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And I did it. It took a fucking long time, but I did do it. But I did miss something on the way through, which means I have to do that all over again.
Oh.
It took about 2 hours earlier.
Fuck.
But what I was using was this bow, and what they call an exotic bow called Le Monarque. And what it does, it's only got a one roll, so there's only certain perks it comes with. I can't remember how you get it or anything like that.
But had it.
I have got it, and what it does is, if you critically hit someone, so if like most of them it's in the head, but there are some weird enemies that have like critical hit points elsewhere in their stomachs. But it does a bit of extra damage and it poisons them. And I tell you what, the fucking bows. I know many of you use a mouse and keyboard, but the bows feel brilliant in Destiny. It's fucking great. You like. Hold the right mouse button or pull the left trigger and it like goes into the aim mode. And then when you pull the right trigger or press the left mouse button, it draws the bow. And then when you release it, it fucking pings it off. But the sounds and everything, the visual way it works just feels really fucking good in Destiny. And it won't be a one shot kill like a sniper rifle is in Destiny if you headshot someone. But it does a fuck load of damage and it puts them right down to the virtually no health. And with a poison tick, it nearly kills them. So if one of your colleagues on your team has done a little bit of damage and then you headshot someone with a bow, they're dead. And it's fucking great. It just feels so fucking good. It's like, see the bow, you see the arrow, just like, it's like straight in their head. And you're like, oh, that's good. And then you see all the numbers tick away with you poison them and then they die. And you're like, yeah, that feels fucking awesome. And I was having a lot of fun doing that earlier. So that is definitely something to try out. I don't know about other bows, but that was fucking, it's just fun because I know what it'd be like on the receiving end. Be like, fuck, stop me with that bow straight in my head. Yeah. So it continues to be a big old grind, but I have a lot of fun while I'm grinding.
He loves it, doesn't he? He loves his Destiny.
I'm back in it big star. I mean, I did have a good fucking long time off.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, I'll just, it's one of them. I think if as long as it's been around, it'll be around, I'll be playing at some point for a bit. So they're talking they're saying this again, but the new expansion will be almost like Destiny 3. They're changing so much and bringing so much new stuff in. But they could have called it Destiny 3 already. As far as this could be Destiny 4 or 5 now. So, but yeah, they are changing up quite a lot of stuff with the new, because a lot of the stuff that you've had to rely on the third parties applications for will actually be in the game. Okay. But some of it not straight away. So, yeah, that's Destiny for this week. We'll see how much I get to play next week.
All right.
And then I've just been playing a bit of Hunt the last few nights.
You
had a good run
it?
Last night.
Mate.
We had a good few runs last night.
I don't know what happened the last couple of days. I mean, we have some cracking games. First thing I can talk about in Hunt is we started playing some metas. With the end of the event, we're now getting into playing metas. So one of the metas we played this week is all crossbows with explosive bolts. So we all leveled up the crossbows with explosive bolts and went in extra ammo boxes, any throwables, dynamite, whatever. Gary, Matt, and myself all have been steaming around the map, basically charging at people and blowing them to smithereens. It's been horrendously good fun. And Defoe's put up a couple of videos of our runs, which is on his YouTube, which is worth checking out. That's the real Defoe, I think, on YouTube.
Or is it Gaming with Gar? Is it? No?
Sure. Anyway, hit us up in the Discord. I think he's popped them in the Discord as well, the links. And yeah, we had some cracking games. I know I've had some great games with Gary. In fact, I've had such great games with Gary in a recent run that I've ended up promoting myself to 4-star by accident. My KD keeps climbing closer to 1. I'm becoming the man I hated, which is being obsessed with my KD. So I need to die a lot and get that down. It's not.
I can help you there.
Yeah, it's not. Well, you say that. But then we had a game last night, and we had a cracking game. Do you want to talk about it? It was.
Well, I don't know, because there was one game that we had where I was massively distracted by. When was that?
There were two games. There was the game you and I played on as a duo, and we sat outside that compound for ages. We knew the people were in battling the boss. Other teams were rolling up, and we just waited, and slowly things started to unfold until there was just one team left and us. And they knocked me, and it looked as though they were going to roll us over, but you got me up, and then we just kept chipping away at them. And we were we just kept slapping them, and we slowly chipped away at them until they did a runner, and then they went up in that tower, and then we slapped them.
Oh, they fucked
up.
Oh, yeah, they fucked that up. They could have got... I don't know why they stopped running. They were well out of our range, but we were never going to catch them.
They should never have stopped running.
For some reason, they stopped. And they or maybe they thought they were going to kill us.
But I don't know. They made a terrible mistake stopping there, and we ended up wasting.
We fucking killed them.
And we got out with like 20 seconds to spare.
Yeah, it was proper tight, wasn't it?
And then after that, we played with Defoe, and that was where we were approaching a compound, and there was a team in there. Another team approached. They brought all the bounties to the one site at the prison, and then we. We went in and third-partied it and basically killed everyone.
Yeah, I think you and Gary just killed everyone. And I was on the other side of the thing running around going, I can't see anyone. Fucking killed everyone.
It's a team game. Yeah, it was great. Just really good games.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. I have to admit, some of the best gaming happening in that right now. It is absolutely tremendous. And the offer is still open. If anybody wants to get on board the hunt and whatever and wants to run out with... I think it's one of those things you probably...
Don't be afraid. It sounds like it's... I mean, not being funny. We're doing okay sometimes. It's not that hard.
No. No. I think I would say with something like Hunt, if you've got somebody else to play with and can go on an adventure with them, and have the adventure. Two new players would be the ultimate. The two of you go in, learn the maps, understand it, have fun, figure it all out. You'll have the best time of your lives.
That being said, come and join us. We need 3-star players.
Yeah, actually, we need trash players to help us get down into the lower levels. I've got to go die some more. I really do. But the offer's open there. If anybody wants to play, and Arnie
it's on,
says
it's on super sale, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, they're having a big promotion on it right now.
So it's 5 years old.
Jeez.
Yeah, but okay, that's Hunt though. But we you know, no change there every week. And Arnie says or Valorant. Arnie's still got he's still got a candle in the window for Valorant. So I think I'll go back to Valorant at some point. I did like it. But it's tough. You have to be on the horse all the time. I do, anyway.
It's hard to go back into something when you haven't played it. And it's that hard. That is fucking hardcore.
Like, yeah, I don't...
Hunt is more casual than fucking Valorant, I would say.
Valorant is hardcore. And Arnie is hardcore, too, because he's so fucking good. Did you hear that, Arnie? I'm bigging you up. Oh man, getting pulled up into Arnie's lobbies is not fun. That's hard. But at the same time, it did make us better players, right? You just had to work hard. But Valorant was hard work, really hard work. But fun.
You've got to know the maps, and you've got to know your characters, and you've got to know what the opposition characters are. When you see the opposition characters, you know you've got to know how to deal with them.
Yep, there's a lot to learn. Yeah, but it's like all these games, right? You know, and I still say the same thing about Hunt, PUBG, probably Call of Duty is the same. Destiny, like, you have to play regularly to be good at them. Like,
I'm not good at them.
Well. Anyway, it's nothing that we haven't said 100 times before. I'm conscious of the time, so let's stick a fork in that and call it done. Dave, do you want to do your bit?
I will do my bit. I would like to say thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels, which we upload and stream to. Neil, do you want to do a shout out for chat?
Shout outs to Arnie, Defo, MintSafe, Lord, got the burps. That's it for chatters. There may have been some lurkers. If you've been watching, thank you very much. If you've been listening, thank you very much.
All right. Okay. Thanks, guys. Once again, with ease, we have put a show out. It's really no effort and a joy to do. Well done.
Thanks, lads.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Right. Rambling. Let's wrap it up. Thanks, everyone. We'll catch up with you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Cheers, guys.
Later.
Bye.